Look, I mustn't have a life. I spend my life listening to radio. And very early this morning, I was listening to this radio station on the Macquarie Network. And Professor David Flint, who's a regular contributor to the Spectator magazine and also appears regularly as well with my colleagues in the early part of the morning, he's written a spectacular piece that everyone needs to know about. And that's why I've invited him on the program this morning. Professor Flint, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ray.
Well, thank you so much for affording me some time. You instructionally wrote about the formation of the Liberal Party, I think around 43, 44, and Sir Robert Menzies coming to power in 49, and what the Liberal Party was standing for and why it was formed from the United Australia Party.
Yes, yes, it was a form for the forgotten people, as Menzies called them, and these were people who had neither the wealth nor the organisation to make an influence, and they were being taken for granted. But Menzies said they're the backbone of Australia. They're the small business people, the farmers, the artisans, the salaried workers who are being taken for granted by the other parties.
So that was the basis of the Liberal Party forming in the 40s, during and after the war. And that's been, I guess, basically what Liberal Party leaders have been about, or should have been about, since Sir Robert Menzies.
Certainly they should have been about, but some of them are, as we know, forgetting their basis.
Now, you draw, and this is why I'm interested, you know that myself and Alan have taken a vital interest in the decimation of the greyhound industry, and even if we believe the flawed figures of the Special Commission of Inquiry, there are somewhere between 80 and 90% of the population involved in greyhound racing who are decent, fair, law-abiding small business operators. They've just been thrown on the scrap heap as of July next year by Mike Baird and Troy Grant. And you're indicating in your article that you can't believe that a Liberal leader, let alone a national leader, a leader of the National Party, would do this to small business.
Exactly, Ray. I think they fall fair square into the category of the forgotten people.
Mm.
There are thousands of people involved. They have no organisation, they have no great wealth, and they're being ignored. And what I think is really worse about it is not only the closing down of the industry, but the fact that the legislation provides that they have no right to go to a court and get fair compensation, which you'd think in any democracy is something to which you're entitled. It's more like what you would imagine in a government run by communists.
You see, and this was part of the legislation that passed both firstly the upper house and the lower house, that they have no rights. None whatsoever. They can go to a Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court can't instruct Parliament to reverse legislation. They can only say, oh, the report was flawed. And then you hope the goodwill of Parliament follows the lead of the Supreme Court.
Yes, we would have expected better. And what was absolutely surprising was that the Nationals followed the Liberals on this, except for a handful of courageous parliamentarians who were willing to cross the floor.
You see, why I wanted to talk to you, Professor Flint, Troy Grant pats me on the head and says, oh, he used to be a greyhound caller in his early days and he worked at Appen and Bull Eye and so he has some obligation because of where he's got to in his career to look after those who helped him, as if I'm some sort of lackey for the greyhound industry. A question without notice, have you ever been to the dogs?
I think I went once. I was trying to think about it. I think I was invited to Wentworth Park once.
Once. So you are not anyone interested in greyhounds. You have no desire to be interested in it, but you don't want small business, whether it's greyhounds or others, being dudded.
Exactly. Though I do like dogs. I think dogs are wonderful animals, like horses. And these people who obviously love their dogs should be left alone to continue their lives. It's all over the state. And what worries me, and I'm sure it worries you too, is that the lobbyists are obviously salivating at the thought of doing something with all these properties across the state.
Well, long after Mr. Baird's gone, a subsequent government will seize upon Wentworth Park and we'll see 25-storey towers overlooking Blackwattle Bay, I feel sure. And someone will make a lot of money out of it. And one side of the fence will be the government, the other side will be developers. Just one final thing, if I can prevail upon you. I've just read at the top of the show a report from the Land newspaper about Mark Pearson wanting feral cats to be protected now and ducks to have, farm ducks to have their own ponds and all the rest of it. What I find not amusing but really scary is that Troy Grant and Mike Baird are in league and in bed with the Greens and the Animal Justice Party, which is, I don't think Sir Robert Menzies was thinking about the Greens when he formed this party back in the 1940s.
He certainly would not have been. And to think that this was pushed through, rammed through with the Greens and the neo-Marxists is appalling. And it's to their great tribute that some crossed the floor and the Christian Democrats and the Shooters and Fishers did what they were founded to do.
I enjoy listening to you with Michael McLaren regularly of a morning, and I thank you for appearing on my show today.
Thank you very much, Ray.
Professor David Flint, and a conservative commentator, a very conservative commentator who's perplexed by the decision, as we all are.